Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Minister of Music, and this is Song of Majesty by Gazzy White. After this song, we will hear from Gazzy. This is Real Gospel.
I stand here looking at your face. I'm amazed. It's the King of Glory. You're seated in majesty. Honor and grace. I'm singing with the angels. We're singing with the angels.
Honor and grace.
Honor
We bless you and we adore you for what you're doing in our lives. God, right now we enter into the holies of holies. And God, we give you a hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
God is good. You are to me. You're my God, my King of kings. That is who you are to me. You're my God, my everything. That is who you are.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed woman of God, young woman of God, young lady of God on the program with me, Gazzy White. Now, Miss Gazzy, did I get it proper? Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. See, it's all that practice before, you know, I brought you onto the show. So, Gazzy,
yes.
Before we go any further, does your name have any significant meaning, Gazzy?
No, it's just something, it was my grandmother's name.
Oh.
And when she passed away, yeah, my mother, it was her nickname, actually. Gazzy Lee was her nickname. And then when I came along, she just named me Gazzy.
Gazzy Lee.
Yeah, Gazzy Lee was my grandmother's nickname.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, for a split second, it reminded me of something in the Bible, and then it left me just like that. But it'll come back later, so okay.
Yes,
I like
sir.
It. Gazzie. That's unique. I like that. I do.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and are you a PK? What's your story? How did you first fall in love with Jesus?
No PK, but my mom was a choir director at the church, at our very, like, the very first church I remember being in, which was in Scriven County. I'm from Statesboro, Georgia. So we moved from Scriven to Statesboro at a very young age, like around the age of eight, when I was 8 years old. So all I remember is Statesboro. But my mom was the choir director. So with her being, you know, having me in church almost every time the doors were open, I guess I began to create a love of music and a love of God through that experience.
Man, Statesboro, Georgia. You know, I'm familiar with Statesboro, Georgia. Right now, I'm trying to figure out, like, where, because I think I've been there before. I went to mm-hmm. high school in Athens, Georgia. Go Bulldogs! So, have you heard of Athens, Georgia?
Yes, I have heard of Athens.
Is that why you laugh when I say go Bulldogs?
Yeah.
You know, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, but my high school, Cedar Shoals, I think we either played football and basketball in Statesboro, or is that where they have the championships in that area? It's one of the two. I just don't recall. But I think the high school basketball teams play there. I don't recall, but yeah, I've been there before. So, yeah, beautiful city.
Yes, it is. It is. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And so your mom, so do you write music? Do you read music? Or what is your gifting?
Well, I sing. I wrote my single, Song of Majesty.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband does the majority of the writing. My gift comes in the singing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you and your husband, give him a shout out right now. What's his name?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Zevin White.
Zevin.
Devin.
Devin.
D-E-V-E-N.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Okay. Well, I want to give him, we gave him a shout out. So let me see if I can picture this. So you and him are sort of sitting down at the, I don't know, at the table or riding in the car. He goes, you know what, baby, I've got this beat in this song. Here, hum this right here. And then he's, you know, then y'all going, and then all of a sudden y'all collaborating. You've got a song. Bam! Is that how it works?
We were actually sitting on the floor. It was kind of at the table, and he was just playing. He was playing this melody, and I was like, oh, stay right there. Keep on playing that. And I just began to sing, holy, 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 you know, worthy, worthy, worthy. And like, as years went by, the rest of the lyrics began to be deposited within me.
That's amazing. So mm-hmm. The two of you truly are one, huh? I'm just having fun with you. But it's the truth.
Yes, sir.
It's the truth. You all are working together, collaborating together. And you know what? And you're doing it in the service of the Lord. How awesome is that? You know what I mean? I mean, just
yeah,
to be
that's
able
amazing.
To, I mean, describe that feeling, though, just so people, because everybody don't get that. They don't understand that. You know, you're married, but yet you all still are connected in so many ways, and especially in the ways of using your gifts and talents and skills and your anointing for the service of the Lord. Describe what that's like.
It's definitely an honor to be able to be joined with someone who shares the same passion for Christ as you do. And the fact that, I could be the singer and he could be doing something, you know, totally different within the ministry, but not necessarily with music. So the fact that he is a musician, a music director, and I'm a singer, I just love how God placed us together and how we can actually, like, do ministry together. Now, at the same time, because we're very strong-headed people, we're very direct in what we do, it can be a little of a challenge, but when we come together and be like, okay, let's make what your idea, what God has given you, and then the idea he's given me, and let's clash them, let's put them together, it always comes out to be amazing.
Amen. So who wrote, he wrote the song, oh no, you said you wrote the song, Song
yes.
of Magic, correct?
Uh-huh.
And so, mm-hmm. so talk to us about that song.
That song, it definitely comes straight, I feel like it comes straight from the heart of God and something that he deposited inside of me. I love it because it really gives you a revelation experience. I've been studying Revelation and how, you know, the elders are surrounding him, the angels are surrounding him, and they're constantly singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So when I sing, or when someone listens to Song of Majesty, I want them to be able to, like, literally picture themselves inside of the throne room and seeing themselves singing with the angels and the elders.
Hmm, I get that part.
Mm-hmm.
So, where did you get your musical training? Did you grow up singing praise and worship? Were you in the choir? Were you the choir director, praise team leader? How did this come about for you?
Well, like I said earlier, my mom was the choir director. So I was, as a little girl, I was always with her. Like, I was the smallest one in the choir. And then when we left and transitioned to Statesboro, the church that I joined there, I began to sing on the praise team. So I was up under the first lady's wing, the praise leader's wing for like the praise and worship leader's wing for like a while. And then when I got married, Devin and I got married, we started to do praise and worship together at our church. So now it's like I'm the praise and worship leader, and I've had all of that experience up under my belt. So when I do begin to go into ministry, like, you know, with writing songs and with just singing with him, I pull from all of that.
Wow. You are simply mm-hmm. outstanding. And so when it comes to the project Zamar Worship Experience, what does Zamar mean?
Zamar is a type of praise, and it basically means that bringing the string instrument and a voice together and giving God praise.
Oh, I thought you were going to get deep there for a second. I sat back in the chair, said, "Okay, she's getting ready to go." So it means
yeah,
praise. I said, "Okay, so praise." Where'd you find that word? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, actually, to be honest, I wasn't even familiar with it. It was maybe about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years now, my husband and I, we experienced two miscarriages. So I was in a
really deep place.
Yeah. I was in a place of depression, just a place of just deep agony and just hurt and pain. And one night, I was like, okay, God, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm just tired of this hurt, this feeling. So I went to sleep, and God woke me up. And I couldn't do anything but cry out and just get in my prayer closet, you know, listen to my music, begin to read my word. And then I fell right back asleep. Well, I came to the bed, and I fell back asleep. And he gave me a dream of a baby boy. I was holding a baby boy, and the name of the baby boy was Zamari. But when I woke up from the dream, he told me to look up the name Zamar. And that's when I found out that Zamar was a form of praise, and it's basically bringing a string instrument and a voice together to give God praise. And immediately I knew that not only what I felt like God had given me the name of my child whenever we bear children, but I knew that that was God showing us the ministry that we had, my husband and I had. So that was pretty neat.
Wow. That is an awesome testimony, and I'm glad that God was able to give you something out of sort of the pain that you and your husband went through, but something that would at least bring you closer to him and show you that he was in no doubt with you and has been there for you through those turbulent times. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we are looking forward to the Zamar worship experience. We are loving Song of Majesty. You are an outstanding lyricist and outstanding woman and anointed woman of God. In our closing moments, would you like to give a shout out to your current church and church members and give people the address in case they're in the Statesboro area in Georgia?
I definitely want to give a shout out to my pastors, Alvin and Cynthia White. We are at New Beginning Ministries. Oh Lord, look, the address. My address, I just completely forgot.
It's okay.
Oh, it's 24 Joe Kennedy Boulevard. Yeah, I had to find it really quick.
That's okay.
24 Joe Kennedy Boulevard in Statesboro, Georgia.
And the service times are?
The service times are 10 a.m. and then that's for Sunday mornings, and then on Thursday nights we have Bible study at 7:30 p.m.
Amen. There it is. So if you're in the Statesboro, Georgia area, swing on by. How far are you from Atlanta?
I'm about 3 hours.
Okay.
2.5, 3 hours.
Okay. So people in that area can't claim Atlanta. You know how we do, right? I'm from Atlanta, but hold on, you live an hour away. How you going to be from?
You're not really from Atlanta.
I missed either. So how can the listeners find out more information about you, your music, your social media handles? How can they reach you?
You can definitely find me on Facebook up under Gazzy, G-A-Z-Z-I-E. Instagram, Twitter is Jazzy Gazzy, J-A-Z-Z-I-E, G-A-Z-Z-I-E.
Wow. Somebody got confused just now. I'm going to let you know. They'll find you. They'll find you. The one and only Gazzy White. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel. And let me say this before you go, that you have nothing but love and support from all of us here at Real Gospel. May the Lord continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen your marriage, strengthen your finances, elevate you in your music career, and just continue to open doors that not only that no man can close, but that when you and your husband walk through them, you all are going to be innovators, trailblazers in the secular world and in the body of Christ, for all to see what can happen when two become one and they walk in unison, all under the anointing and the authority of an almighty God. May God be with you. Yeah. I know I said a mouthful.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. That was God did that, so I give him the glory. So thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel, and I look forward to seeing what God continues to do in your life and your career.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Such an incredible interview. If you missed this interview, if you just tuned in, go to my website right now, realgospelwiththexman.com, and check out the podcast.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man, and the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.